This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times morning briefing on Monday, the 20th of September. The Times is reporting that taxpayers could face a multi-billion pound bill to help energy companies cope with the consequences of surging gas prices under plans being considered by ministers. The government is in crisis talks with the energy industry over how to deal with the predicted collapse of dozens of small suppliers as wholesale gas and electricity prices soar. Eleni Courier is politics reporter for The Times and explains some of the things ministers are considering.
The government is looking at various options for dealing with the predicted collapse of dozens of smaller energy companies. And some of them would mean that the taxpayer would have to foot a sort of quite a large bill, actually, potentially a multi-billion pound bill. There's lots of options being looked at. I mean, one of them would see the creation of a bad bank where all the failed suppliers' customers would be moved and then that would later be sold off.
The Prime Minister is set to tell a gathering in New York that richer countries must do more to help developing nations cut carbon emissions. Boris Johnson is hosting the meeting on climate change with the UN Secretary-General later. He's also expected to discuss global warming with President Joe Biden in a meeting at the White House. COP26 President Alok Sharma has told Times Radio he's pleased with how countries have taken the issue of climate change on board.
At the end of the day, climate change does not respect borders, and they can see the climate change happening in their own countries. I mean, just have a look what we've seen over the last few months in China in terms of extreme flooding affecting lives and livelihoods. The same thing in Central Europe. You're seeing the wildfires that have raged in North America, record temperature levels in Europe.
There could be some good news for British tourists wanting to enter the United States. Travel from the UK to the US has been banned since March of last year, as former President Donald Trump responded to the coronavirus pandemic. But the Prime Minister is expected to meet President Biden on Tuesday, where he'll ask for the lifting of travel restrictions between the two countries. Graham Patton is the Times transport correspondent.
We've been told by travel sources that they are quite confident that November looks like a possible time to resume those flights. The UK has lifted its own restrictions on Americans coming here, but the restrictions in the opposite direction are still in place.
The World Health Organization has appointed former Prime Minister Gordon Brown as an ambassador for global health financing. He's been campaigning in recent months for wealthy nations and the private sector to ensure a fairer distribution of vaccines. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Mr. Brown will help elevate and support the WHO's work, with more support on the issue needed from G20 and G7 nations. British talent has dominated the 2021 Emmy Awards. The Crown took the award for Best Drama Series, with Olivia Colman and Josh O'Connor winning Best Lead Actor and Actress in a Drama Series. The Queen's Gambit won the award for Outstanding Drama Series, while the Outstanding Comedy Series award went to Ted Lasso, with lead Jason Sudeikis winning Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.